When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everyone? You are back with District Baseball, and there is breaking news today. Shohei Ohtani is going from Southern California to Southern California as he is switching from the Angels to the Dodgers, going up the road like 45 minutes or so, I guess, depending on LA traffic. But Shohei Ohtani is officially a Dodger, as he announced today on his Instagram page. 10 years, $700 million deal. If you combine the largest contracts in NBA, NFL, and NHL, they don't even hold a candle to the deal Shohei just signed. Trey, what are your immediate thoughts on the Shohei Ohtani deal?
Nick, it's absolutely mind-blowing. This is our first emergency episode, I think, that we can say emergency episode. We're going to be getting this out on the same night because it's just the biggest news ever because he blew the contract.
It's not even close.
It's not even close to what anyone was projecting. The highest amount I was seeing was like 550 mil for like 12 to 14 years. He goes and signs a 10-year contract for $700 million, $70 million per year. Now it is structured in a different way than most big contracts are, and we'll get into that. I guess I can go ahead and explain it. There's a lot of deferred money in this contract, like way more than any other deferral amount ever in the history of forever, basically. So we don't know exactly what the amount is. There's no details quite on how the contract is structured, but we do know that it's probably going to be up to half this amount is going to be deferred, which, if you don't know, deferred payments, it's just they kind of separate the payments out over a longer period of time rather than just the 10 years. So he'll be getting paid even after he's gone from LA. But basically what this kind of does for the Dodgers and for Ohtani as well is it helps them stay under that fourth level of the luxury tax threshold. Because they don't have to charge $70 million per season to that tax threshold because the deferred money, it's going to be closer to $40 to $50 million per year instead of the full $70 million.
Might be less than that.
It could be. I was reading the pass and tweet. He said that, but that's just an estimate. Obviously, like I said, we don't know the exact numbers yet. But essentially what that does for the Dodgers is it gives them more financial flexibility. And also for Ohtani, it helps the Dodgers add pieces. He's basically said, look, I'm going to get the $700 million guaranteed. Let's spread it out and let's keep some leeway for my organization to make us better and help us win, because that's the most important goal for him now at this point is to win the World Series.
Yeah. There's so much to dive into. To your last point about staying competitive and you know, the ultimate goal to win, we knew he was going to get paid. Shohei knew he was going to get paid. I believe his agency, CAA, they knew he was going to get paid. Everyone and their mother knew Shohei Ohtani was going to get paid. How much? Like, I think no one ever thought that number would start with a seven, maybe not even a six.
I didn't even think a six.
But that's just the type of player Shohei Ohtani is. He's like the term generational talent gets thrown around a lot. I don't know what a level above generational talent would be, and that still might be underselling what Shohei's been able to do. It's been a cliche with Shohei in particular, but he's a Cy Young candidate on the mound and an MVP at the dish. And it's just like, if for either one of those, you're paying at least $35 million, right? Blake Snell, at least going to get $30 million. You know, you look at Aaron Judge last year, I think he ended up at like 35 or so million. So it's like, you're just combining those players. And that's kind of what the Dodgers are getting. Now, the one thing we have to talk about is how long is he going to pitch? Because he's probably not going to pitch next year after his injury. He's probably looking at like a shortened season on the bump in 2025. But the deferrals, if you're, you know, the Dodgers perspective, the deferrals help manage that because he's still able to hit. So really you're only paying him as a hitter for 2024, maybe 2025. And then once those numbers start to pick up, he'll be pitching again. So again, we don't know the exact structure of it. Needless to say, I think this is worth it. It's crazy to think that a $700 million contract for one player is worth it. But again, I think it is. I'm viewing it as effectively like 5 years, $350 million.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
for
yeah,
a pitcher, or maybe 10 years for $350 million for a pitcher, 10 years, $350 million for a hitter. That's kind of how I'm looking at it. You can't exactly look at it because he's going to live up to this contract, which I don't know if anyone ever could live up to this contract, but to live up to this contract, Shohei's going to need to do more at the plate than he will on the mound just because of the injury history and, you know, how things shake out. But again, I think it's 100% worth it. And the funny part to tie us back to our last episode, Trey, Shohei Ohtani is 4.1 WAR away from passing Harold Baines on the all-time WAR list. So,
Hall of Famer Harold Baines.
We're on Hall of Fame watch for Shohei Ohtani in 2025 or 2024. Excuse me.
That's good stuff. Yeah, no, I think you're right. It's tough to live up to a contract of that magnitude just because that is so much freaking money.
Yeah.
But in terms of the value he's going to give that team and that organization, I think the Dodgers are going to be totally fine because they're going to recoup a lot of that money in revenue
for this forever. Like think in the 2010s specifically, like when the Dodgers really became the Dodgers we know now, you know, they were at the top of the league in spending year after year after year. Last year, they were only at like $150 million. Mm-hmm. Heading into this offseason, they're at like $116. You know, that's very un-Dodger-like. It's because they knew Shohei Ohtani was going to be a free agent and they wanted to set themselves up competitively so that way, you know, they weren't hamstrung just to sign one guy and then still needed other pieces. What's crazy, it's so unbelievable to think about, the Dodgers may not be done. They might, you know, sign another.
I was going to point that out because of the way that the deal is structured. They can actually, because what I'll point out right now, the Dodgers lineup is probably the best in baseball. I mean, there are others that are very, very good. The Yankees just got better as well with the Soto deal.
Yeah.
But in terms of their starting pitching right now, they're bad. So they're not done. They're going to probably add, I would think they'll add, one of these veteran 1 year deals and potentially still be in play for Yamamoto or one of
the. I was going to say the Yamamoto sweepstakes might shift in the Dodgers' favor now.
Yeah, they could definitely still be in on him. If not, there's still some guys that they could sign to a multi-year deal to act. I mean, they could go for Snell too, but there's still other guys out there. So you're going to see them make some moves for pitching now, because of the way that Shohei did this. Shohei did this on purpose. He's like, all right, go get some pitchers. Let's go win a championship because. You don't have to pay me $70 million for each season. You can.
Struck out Mike Trout to win the World Baseball Classic. You don't think he wants to be on that big stage year after year after year? And who's better at making the playoffs consistently than the Dodgers? Like, yes, you're going to make jokes about winning the World Series and all that stuff, but like they make the playoffs every single year. Their team last year, it was like such a bad Dodgers team. They still won 98 games.
They were a bad Dodgers team.
They're a terrible Dodgers team and they still won 99 games. Yeah. And now you're adding the best player ever. Like that's not an exaggeration at this point. He's the best player ever.
Oh, yeah.
Still might not be done. It's actually insane. They have three MVP candidates on their team alone.
Yeah, and they're probably going to be hitting 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
So, yeah, have fun with that in the first inning, any starter. I mean, can you imagine
that's
being
where you go if you have a series against the Dodgers, that's where you go with an opener and just have one reliever, honestly, just throw him to the wall.
It's
and then
not
the starter starts inning two.
It's not the worst idea because, like, imagine you're about to send in your rookie that you just called up for your organization, and the first three batters he's got to look at are those three guys. I mean, that will shatter anyone's confidence immediately when you look at the lineup card. Yeah, anybody. It's not even a young pitcher. It's any pitcher. Because that is just and you know, that doesn't even account. They do have some depth in their order. They still got Max Muncy and Will Smith. They just re-signed Jason Hayward, who was good for them last year. So they still have a deep line.
Gavin Lux is coming back.
Gavin Lux, that's a great point. Because dang, I was really excited to see what he was going to do as a shortstop, and then that injury. So now he'll be back as well.
Since it's Dodgers, they're moving Mookie Betts to second base.
Yes, that's a good point. That's crazy. So I wonder if that maybe is because they're going to make another move for another bat in the outfield.
The way I heard, and who knows, it's Dave Roberts. I think Dave Roberts is the most mid manager in baseball. Like, there's not much you have to do when you're managing.
It's not
the
that
Dodgers.
Tough. Not that tough. Especially now. Oh my gosh.
But like, they wanted to put Mookie at second and Hayward in right, I assume, when righties are pitching, which is obviously like 65% of the time, because Hayward's a lefty and hits righty as well. And then the other, so they're basically going to platoon with Hayward, but rather than platooning Mookie with Hayward and moving Mookie back and forth, they're just moving Mookie to second. Because Mookie, like, he's a Gold Glove outfielder, but his defense has declined. So that's maybe true. Just for his health and longevity, because he's still signed for, you know, 8 more years too. They're just moving him to second, which is going to be a little bit less demanding. But also, he's probably a Gold Glove second baseman.
He's pretty good over
too,
there. Yeah,
which is insane.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, and you can kind of mix and match a little bit better with the obviously they had James Outman come out of nowhere last year. And like you said, they could still make another move. So they've got some.
Yeah, if they're going to platoon with Hayward, I would think they'll probably go out and get a righty on like a 1 year contract or something. Because Altman's going to be their center fielder as well. And actually, it's a good point about the defense because Hayward's defense is still really good. So
yeah, it is.
You actually probably get more value from him out there and Mookie at second.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just when you were talking about pitching earlier, doesn't Jordan Montgomery feel like a Dodger?
I was actually going to point him out until you said Snell, because I was thinking maybe the tier below him, just because, I mean, I know that Ohtani is structured in this way, but they're still going to be paying a lot of money. So I was thinking Montgomery might be a fit now as like a number two type guy.
Kershaw's still a free agent too.
Kershaw's still a free agent.
And they're getting Bueller back.
They should get Bueller back. And we know Bueller, at his height, is almost an
Cy
ace, you know,
yeah,
like he that's a good point. I didn't remember how
Walker
was,
Bueller and Tyler Glass now are the same pitcher.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. But yeah, if he can come back healthy, and I'm not expecting him to be that good again, but if he can be like a number two type guy, then Bobby Miller, it looked pretty solid. But yeah, they're still going to need to make at least one or two more moves for the rotation. Bullpen's never really an issue with them. They just, they're like the Rays, you know, they'll call some veteran sitting on his couch and make him like the best pitcher in the league. So I don't really have an issue with anything they do in that department. But yeah, the starting rotation still needs some help, but I think that you know, again, the way that this has structured, they can do that.
If it were me, and I made this point for the Nats, Yamamoto is my number one. Like, I think you go all, like, I don't know how hot of a take this is, but I'm on a roll with my hot takes. I would take Yamamoto over Burns next year, or who's the other big pitcher next year? I can't remember.
That's a good question.
I think it was Woodruff, but Woodruff. I can see the Dodgers signing Woodruff too.
That's a whole other thing.
But anyways, my point being, I would take Yamamoto over Snell, Nola, Burns, anyone who's a free agent this class or next class. And he's younger too.
That's what I was going to just say. I was going to say, I tend to agree with you because he's only 26.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and he's already, he is ridiculous. I don't think people even,
and again, you like, will get Shohei back on the mound eventually. It just probably won't be this year, but I mean, they're set up so well. And I mean, it's the Dodgers.
Yeah. In terms of like they're going to make that value back as well in revenue pretty quickly, considering they're going to be selling 50,000 tickets a night.
They have sellouts anyways.
Yeah, with Ohtani merchandise flying off the shelves. They've been doing this kind of thing for years, and they're still an extremely valuable franchise, so obviously it works. It's a good investment for them. It's a good investment for Shohei because, like I said, you know, he knows he's getting 700 mil regardless. He doesn't really care when, as long as it's going to make the team overall better around him while he's in his prime.
Right. So real quickly, just before we wrap up, I want to kind of talk about the fallout for other teams with Shohei. Like, obviously you're going to think about the Blue Jays. My poor Blue Jays really struck out. But at the same time, it seemed like it was Shohei or Bichette and Vlad. Like, that's kind of how a lot of people around the league were viewing it. It's like, yeah, you can sign Shohei, but you're probably going to have to trade Vlad or just let him walk, or Bichette, or let him walk, you know? So now they can at least focus on their own guys. They still need a left-handed power bat. So I wonder if Bellinger is in play now. Because that seems like, I don't know exactly how their outfield set up, but I'm sure Springer's towards the end of his contract and maybe his Bellinger career.
Bellinger can play center. Bellinger can play first. He's got versatility, so they can move him around.
Yeah, so I wonder if he's in play now or if they'll still remain aggressive in free agency because there's still some good names out there. I wonder what the Braves do. I feel like they're going to make a move for Dylan Cease or Tyler Glasnow because they tend to trade for guys. And then
they've already been very active in the trade market this offseason as well.
And you kind of see them positioning themselves to make a big deal. I would assume it's for Cease. Because the White Sox are full on selling like Glasnow. I think the Rays just want to unload, but it's like, if you keep Glasnow, the Rays are still going to be a playoff team. So it's like, it's not like it hurts you to keep him. Whereas Dylan Cease is the verbal meme of the Ferrari in the crack house.
Yeah. No, it would make sense for them to move him. Cause I believe he only has two seasons of ARP. So it would make sense.
And you know what? I would not put it past like seeing Shohei go to the Dodgers officially. Cause it's one thing if he goes to the Blue Jays, even the Cubs, like the Braves would still probably be the favorites in the NL. They're not anymore. I would not put it past them for the Braves to trade for Cease and Luis Robert.
Wow. Big block. You know what?
I'm not calling it. I'm just saying I wouldn't put it past him. Cause what are the White Sox gain by keeping him? They are so like mid and not even mid, like, they're just in purgatory, basically.
Yeah, I just, you know, the value though, because he's got 3 years left. So that's
I know. Like, I don't know what the Braves would give up. And I actually just recall the Braves like 40-man dumped their roster to the White Sox earlier. So that might not be on the table anymore. Or maybe there's like an IOU thrown in.
I'm not sure if they have enough to get both, honestly.
No, but I'm just saying, but that wouldn't surprise me for them to not somehow only dip that in once, but dip in twice. Like, maybe it's season and glass now. Maybe it's, you know, whatever it may be. But you know the Braves are going to respond because the Braves fell short anyways last year. So they need to do something big to kind of swing the odds in their favor, at least a little bit more even with the Dodgers.
Yeah, and now that Ohtani has signed officially, I would anticipate that that's going to open the floodgates and there's going to be a lot of moves coming within the next couple weeks.
I think it'll open the position player market. I think
the pitchers
Snell
have already started
and Montgomery
going.
Might wait or like might have to wait till after Yamamoto, but but
there had been some starters that had already begun as well. So that's going to be a different type. But yeah, for position players, that should kind of start getting it going.
Yeah, and then if you're the Angels, I mean, you were already little brother to the Dodgers, and now I don't think you're ever going to shed that narrative.
Yeah, sorry about it. Sorry, Angels fans. That's pretty brutal. You're kind of the biggest losers in this whole situation. Sorry.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's really, really bad.
Our condolences as we end the episode.
So sorry. you're going to suck for a long time. But yeah, obviously we'll have more once the contract structure comes out and we see what else the Dodgers do. We're going to have a clearer picture on what it looks like. But I mean, already the Dodgers have to be the World Series favorites. I haven't looked at the odds, but I would imagine they shifted heavily in the Dodgers.
Especially assuming that they're going to make some starting pitching moves, right, which they will.
They definitely will. You don't sign Shohei just to...
Hey, they could be in play for a Glass Now trade. Now. Yeah. I mean, you never
absolutely
know.
Absolutely could. I think Brandon Woodruff's a Dodger. Clayton Kershaw's a Dodger. Or going back to the Dodgers, and then probably one other pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, must be nice to be a Dodgers fan until like October.
The playoffs. Yeah.
Yeah.
we still have that until they win one.
Yeah, exactly. But that does it. We just wanted to get an emergency episode out there with Shohei. Again, we'll have more information, more discourse about it as more news comes out with the Dodgers and, you know, Shohei himself, and we'll go from there. But appreciate you guys listening. We'll be back shortly with some other free agency recap and breakdown and stuff. But stay tuned. Make sure you hit the subscribe button on YouTube, and if you're listening to this on the podcast form, check us out on YouTube at District Baseball. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.